Saturday, July 10th. Another day starting out early in the morning and ending around midday, as we have all this week. It's worked out great because the president's pulled out somewhere around 1 o'clock each day, and as soon as he does, I take off to go back to Balboa. He had Haig in first thing this morning, and we discussed the problems of handling the Kissinger situation in his office when we get back to Washington. The president made the point that they've got to be ruthless in their staff house cleaning, and if there's any doubt, they've got to let them go, and he has to give polygraphs to his people. He also made the point that when Henry gets back, he'll be the mystery man of the age, and he'll kill the whole thing if he has one word of backgrounder to any press people. So there are to be no backgrounders whatever. He has to quit seeing anyone from the Times or Post on any basis, including the columnists, except for Joe Alsop. One factor, of course, is that Rogers is easier to handle if Kissinger doesn't background. The president made the point that the key to this whole story, however, is to create doubt and mystery. Never deny the stomachache thing in Pakistan. Say it was true, but then the other things also happened. The president then went back and sort of reminisced on the conversation he'd had with Henry when the message came in delivered by the PAC ambassador that set up this trip to begin with. And Henry was actually literally trembling when he brought the message up to the president in the Lincoln Room. And the president had ordered out a glass of brandy for each of them. They'd had a toast after they read the document. The president made the point that this is the first time, as a result of this thing, that the Russians are going to have to react to us instead of to them, and that it will be an enormous blow to them, and therefore very effective. He told Haig to be sure that Kissinger knows he is not to tell anybody, Laird, Mitchell, Connolly, or anyone else, about this. We've got to keep it locked up tight. The call from Henry on the result will probably come around 4 or 5 tomorrow morning, and the president told Al to notify him as soon as Henry called. And they discussed some code words to set up so that Henry would just simply say it's on or off or postponed and no more information from there, because he doesn't want to risk any leak. He said to use Eureka if there's a success and to find out what the Greek word is for failure to use for the opposite. He also said that when Henry lands here on Tuesday morning, he's to go direct to the president, regardless of the time. The president then got into a discussion of the Mideast position and laid it out quite clearly to Haig as to what he feels we've got to do, and that we do have to put the screws on the Israelis. He told Al, we will take no Jewish money for the campaign because we cannot be in a position of being bought off by the Israelis. He wants to get Henry out of the play completely, Haig handling anything that has to be done at NSC. He says we've got to let Rabin know that they have to have a good faith bargaining position. And he makes the point that no Jew can handle the Israeli thing. He told Haig to tell Rogers to go to the brink on this, but not to go over. And he made the point again that we have to forget about the Jews as far as the domestic thing is concerned, that they're against the president in any event. He told Haig to go ahead on talking to Laird about Packard as a possibility for ambassador to Japan, which he's quite intrigued with and thinks Packard might take it, because it helps to solve his problem with his kids regarding the war. He now wants to consider Pete Flanagan for the OEP, but Rogers is pushing for getting him in state, and I think that probably makes more sense. He expressed concern that we don't have a single man in charge of the Pentagon Papers, and makes the point that what they did to Herbert Hoover on the economy is the same opportunity we have to do on the Kennedy establishment on the war. We can just demolish Harriman, McNamara, etc., and destroy the myth, but we have to get Cuba and the Bay of Pigs, Diem, and Laos out and make the point that the Kennedy people misled LBJ, that these weren't Johnson people. Bill White should get the dope to Johnson that this is what we're doing. In the morning, he had Ehrlichman and me join him and Bibi Rabozo to go look at a possible site for the Nixon Foundation using the excess land in Camp Pendleton up at the extreme north end and inland. It's an ideal spot, and we trudged all over it. The president was really quite excited about it, and I think it really is the solution to our foundation site location problem. Apparently Len Firestone had looked at it yesterday and was also interested in it. End of July 10th.